for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of the Sunday afternoon service of May the 24th, 1992, being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas.
People try to make deals with the devil. Literally. I've seen people say, well, if I leave him alone, maybe he'll leave me alone. I mean, you know, that is dumb, folks. You ain't got no armor on your backside. You read that, you read the armor, and you'll see that your armor's all in front of you. You got the shield, and it says you stand. And that word stand is a military command, and it's the hardest command ever given a Roman soldier. What it means is the military officer said, you stand right here. And he says, yes, sir. And he stands there, and he don't back up, and he don't go forward. And when that man, when his commanding officer comes back 5 hours later, he's either still standing there with his sword, or he's dead on that spot. He don't move. And what God says to you is, you stand. You stand against the power of the enemy. And you have an offensive weapon. And what is the offensive weapon? What kind of word? What? All right, your offensive weapon is the rhema, the spoken word, not the logo, not the written word. You don't take your Bible and hit him in the head with it. It has to come out of your mouth. It's the spoken word of God. That's the reason if you're going to be in spiritual warfare, you have to know this book. Because he's not going to hit you when you've got a concordance, when you can go back and look it up. He's going to hit you at the most inopportune time, and if you hadn't put it in your heart, then you're going to come up bare and wanting. But if you put it down in your heart, the Holy Ghost will bring it to remembrance. He said, I'll bring all things to remembrance to you. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Idolatry brings a curse. Well, let's look at Romans 6:16. I'm getting so far behind here. Praise your Lord. I mean, y'all are getting me off on all these rabbit trails. Romans 6:16. Well, let's look at, I'm sorry, I hope put your finger in that. Let's go back to John first. Keep your finger there in Romans, and we'll come back to that in a minute. But I want to look at John 8. Well, here's John 8. I didn't get over to Romans. Praise your Lord. John 8. John 8:34. And Jesus said to them, most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. You continue to sin, you become sin's slave. A slave of... Now let's look over in Romans. Look at Romans 6:16. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin to death or obedience to righteousness. You get involved in the, you choose to get involved in the occult, you are choosing to serve the devil. And you're going to become the devil's slave. Those demons are going to put you into bondage. And without Jesus Christ, you won't ever get free. Oh, thank you, Lord, because Jesus Christ breaks the curse. Idolatry brings a curse. You know that you're all familiar with Exodus 20, verses 4 to 6. It says, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image or anything that's in the likeness of heaven above or the earth beneath. Thou shalt not bow down to worship to them, for the Lord thy God is a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers unto the children to the third and the fourth generation. You're all familiar with that. You've all heard that before. And it says the same thing in Deuteronomy 5, 8, 9. Now let's look in Exodus 34 and look at the name of God. Exodus 34, verse 5. And the Lord descended in a cloud and stood there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. Now in Hebrew is a picturesque language.
And the name indicates the nature. And so he proclaimed his name, which is his nature. The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity to the fathers upon the children and the children's children to the third and the fourth generation. Well, what does that by no means clearing the guilty mean? Well, if anybody's got a New American Standard or a New International, it says by no means leaving them unpunished. It means that the curse goes forth to the third and the fourth generation. You play with the Ouija boards, you curse your children, you curse your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren and yourself. You who depend on a St. Christopher's medal or a good luck charm or a four-leaf clover or a rabbit foot to protect you, you've cursed yourself and your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. Praise your Lord. You who play with the Ouija boards and the tarot cards have cursed your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. You who read the horoscopes, you who go to the fortune teller, well, I just went for fun. I just won't see what she said. I really wasn't interested in it. That's fine. But you cursed yourself and your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. Praise you, Lord God. And the horseshoe, she says. I've got a list of about 50 things, but I praise your name, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. But thank God Jesus was made a curse for us that we might be delivered from the curse of the law. Let's look at Galatians 3. Under the law, there was no grace. You had to keep the whole law. Have you messed up? The whole thing fell on you. Praise you, Jesus. If you're a Buddhist, you're chained to the wheel of life. And you're constantly paying for the sins in your past life, the bad karma. And if you're over there and if you're sick or you're getting knocked in the head or raped or robbed and someone else sees you, they don't dare interfere because they would be interfering with the work of the gods. And so they just sort of step over you and go ahead and just leave you. That's Buddhism. And a lot of folks think that's a wonderful religion. If you're going to be reincarnated on this wheel, over on the endless wheel, grinding for 10,000 generations. If you want to know, if you look into reincarnation and you look into the nations in which the major religion is reincarnation, you find starvation and poverty like you can't believe. Praise you, Lord God. Hinduism believes that there is no such thing as evil. I mean, if you see somebody getting raped or knocked or robbed down or something, that's not really there. That's just an illusion. Evil doesn't exist. You just walk past. You just don't bother with it. That's not very practical. Louise Schaeffer wrote in her book, she said that she had a Hindu who came in for tea, and her father picked up this tea of boiling water and held him over him. He said, now, according to your religion, if I pour this boiling water on you, it really won't matter because evil is an illusion and it really won't hurt you. Isn't that right? And this kid broke out in this dead sweat and said, yeah, that's right. And he was holding this water up there and all the other kids. And he said, well, that's sort of silly, isn't it? Because if I pour it on you, you know it'd hurt, wouldn't it? And he said, yes. He said, back down. The kid never came back because his religion was impractical and unworkable. But that's what they believe. Christian scientists, which is neither Christian nor scientific, but it's pure spiritualism, tells you that evil does not exist, that you're not really sick, it's just an illusion. And they ask the demons to cure you. Praise you, Lord. But anyway, Jesus breaks the curse. Let's look at 3:13. There's so much to this that I could talk for hours. Jesus has redeemed us from the curse of the law, becoming a curse for us. For it's written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the heathen in Christ Jesus, that they might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
Thank you, Lord God, that you've delivered us in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, a lot of people say all those curses are in the Old Testament. Because all the curses, if you want a complete list of the curses that you come under, look under Deuteronomy 28 and you'll see acres of them. Praise you, Lord. Steve Bell has a book back there that lists all the curses, some 200 of them. The New Testament, let's look at Acts 15. All Jewish people got together and they got into an argument over circumcision and keeping the law. And they all got together and they said, how much of the Jewish law really obtains to the new Gentiles who have come in? And they agreed on these things. Verse 20, 15, 20, that you should abstain from things polluted by idols, idolatry, from porneia, sexual immorality. I told them this morning that the word fornication or sexual immorality comes from the Greek porneia. And that's the root word from which we get pornography. And if you want to know what it means, you think of the pictures in Playboy, all the way down to the grossest bestiality that you can imagine. That's what porneia covers. And it also means idolatry. Praise your Lord. From things strangled and from blood. You're not supposed to eat blood. It's forbidden by the Word of God. You're not supposed to eat meat that's still got the blood in it. That's things strangled. How many of y'all ever eaten chickens that they just wrung the neck and didn't pull them off? Huh? How many of y'all have eaten a chicken like that? You're under curse unless it's been broken on you for eating blood. Praise the Lord. Well, today, how does all this affect us? Well, the Ouija board, the card layer, the table tilter, the horoscope. Knowledge, you know, you people try all types of divination, table tipping, parapsychology, ESP, prenoctication. How many of y'all have ever met anybody with ESP? Or clairvoyant, have visions of things that happened, see things that happened a while back. Or things that you see these people, these clairvoyants who are going to help the police catch the murderer because they saw the murder happen in a vision. That's all work of demons. ESP, at Duke University, they have a large parapsychology department in which they teach people how to do this thing, handwriting analysis and so forth. For power, try mind control. Sylvian Mind Control School, they teach you, how many of you have ever gone to learn how to be a salesman and taken positive control salesmanship in which they teach you how to sell. I had a friend who sold an appliances and he went to these things and he sold more of this particular appliance than anybody else in Kansas. Won a trip to Europe every year. Was a very highly paid man, so average one a day. So an appliance that cost several thousand dollars. Made his boss a rich man. He said if somebody could walk into that store and begin to look at that thing and he'd start talking to them and filling it out, fill out that sales contract, drop it on them, roll the pencil, so he'd pick it up and sign it. We delivered him. He wanted deliverance. We went through deliverance. He vomited up blood. I'll always remember that. But after that, he couldn't sell cat. Man, he couldn't sell. He could. He couldn't sell $10 bills for a dollar on the street. I mean... But God was gracious to him and gave him a new job and a new skill. And he has done well since then. But his boss put great power on him, great amount of pressure to sell again. I mean, you ever been into a car salesman? The car salesman begins to fill out the contract and starts talking to you and filling out all this stuff. And all he's doing is this positive thought consumership, and he is visualizing you buying that car. And he is projecting that thought to you. And he is following these techniques that he's been taught. And that's mind control through the use of demons. Power of positive thinking, thought control, astral projection. One of the things that I used to do is project thoughts. My wife wanted to know if she left the television set on, and I could project the vision, I could visualize the room and tell you whether that set was on or off. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I thought it was a gift from God. That's what people have told me. Praise you, Lord. Astral projection, soul travel. I know people who could project themselves back into the room and cut the television set off. I never could do that. I was scared to do something like that. Praise you, Lord God. You come under hypnosis, you're being mesmerized, curse casters, give you power. Soulish prayers are quite frequently curse casters. People who pray soulish prayers to control you. Pray prayers like, God, punish the guilty one. Healing, Christian Science, wart charming, herb doctor, psychic healer, spiritualist, white witch, in the church, familiar spirits. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 11:4. I think I heard Tommy preaching on this. What it says there, if anybody comes and preaches another Jesus to you that you've not been preached, or you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel, and one translation says, a spirit different from the one that you have received in the beginning. Now, that means that a Christian can have a demon. Now, he was talking to Christians here, and he said, if somebody comes in and gives you another spirit, different from the one you received, that's a familiar spirit. Praise the Lord. And let's look on over here to verse 13 of the same chapter. For such as false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose ends will be according to their work. And so these people, as I said, prey on the new Christian, the weak Christian, the hurting Christian. Most of the time, they isolate themselves, they're on the fringes, but quite frequently they will be the leading prophet up in the church, in quotation marks. They are charismatic witches, and they will seek to control the church and the pastor and the elder, and quite frequently you find they're mostly Jezebel spirits, and men can have Jezebel spirits just like women. You see them occasionally. Jezebel does not like to be confronted. You confront Jezebel and she will cry. He will cry. We had an elder, and I confronted him, and we backed him into a corner, and he began to cry. I'm just trying to do God's will. I'm just trying to do what God tells me. And he began to weep, and I said, Jezebel, I didn't recognize you. And she began to speak out of him in a woman's voice. She scared the pastor to death. Praise you, Lord. But the man got delivered. He got delivered. And he does very well. Praise you, Lord God. So I think we should break the soul ties. Hallelujah. Lord, Lord, Lord. Say, dear Lord, with honesty of heart, humility of soul, conviction of spirit, I do make the following confession. I've sinned against you. I've disobeyed your word, whether through willfulness, ignorance, or curiosity. I do now repent of these sins and I ask you to forgive me through the blood of Jesus Christ. But by an act of my will, in the name of Jesus, I close all these doors which I've opened to Satan. And I ask you, dear Lord, help me renounce all these things and cleanse me in body, soul, and spirit. In Jesus' name, I renounce the occult, witchcraft, sorcery, divination, in the name of Jesus. I renounce all astrology, interest in horoscopes and signs of the zodiac. I renounce all hypnosis and mind reading, ESP and parapsychology, water witching, dowsing, levitation, body lifting, table tipping, psychometry, automatic writing. I renounce all mind control. Power of positive thinking. Positive control salesmanship. And demonic power to impose my will on others. I renounce all dependence on talismans, such as St. Christopher's medals, Mary medallion, good luck charm, rabbit's foot, full leaf clovers, wishbone, potions, omelets. I vow to destroy any of these that are on my person under my control. I will destroy all idols, foreign gods, such as Buddhas, Mexican sun gods, signs of the zodiac, American Indian dolls, voodoo dolls, Egyptian ankara, pentagrams, and other abominations under my control or on my person. I renounce all literature that I've ever read on any of these subjects and vow to destroy that literature that's under my control in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, I break all curses, hexes and jinxes and spells and charms placed on me from occult sources. I break the curse of illegitimacy, curse of whoredom. I renounce off my family line. I renounce any oaths my ancestors ever made. Any foreign god, idol, false cult, false religion, brotherhood, lodge, fraternity, or sorority, or anything that is demonic or witchcraft. I break all demonic subjugation and demonic soul ties to my mother, my father, my grandparents, my spouse, ex-spouse, or any human being, living or dead, who's ever dominated me or controlled me in any way contrary to the will of God. I break any curse on me, on my family, from occultic or demonic origin, and command to return to the sender. Lord, I have another confession to make. I have resented certain people. I confess this is sin. I ask you to help me forgive them. I do now forgive. Now we'll wait a few minutes while the Holy Spirit will bring to your mind anybody that you need to forgive. Forgiveness is absolutely essential because unforgiveness keeps you in your sin and separates you from Jesus Christ, and God will not hear your prayer. Lord, I thank you.
I ask you to bless these people. For your word says, bless those who've hurt you, who've used you, or abused you, that I may be a child of my Father who is in heaven. Thank you, Lord. I now forgive myself. Lord, I ask forgiveness for my sexual sins. I do repent and ask forgiveness. I confess that I have committed the following. You know, now you can quietly tell God. He already knows that you need to confess your sexual sins if you've not previously confessed them. I claim cleansing under the blood of Jesus Christ. For your word says, if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I do accept your forgiveness and cleansing according to your word. Thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that you died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead for my justification. You redeemed me by your blood. I belong to you. I want to live for you. I confess all my sins, known and unknown. I repent from them. I renounce them all. I come to you now as my deliverer. Lord Jesus, claiming the promise that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. Now, I'm going to call out some sins. I want you all to put both feet on the floor. Demons come out through your breath. There's demons, a wind, a breath. They come out usually through your breathing passages. I don't want you to pray in tongues. I want you to concentrate on what I'm saying and set your will against these things. If you don't have it in you, it won't come out. But that's fine. Sometimes they come out as a yawn, as a cough, sometimes a little more violently, and sometimes, and most oftenly, very quietly. So if you don't manifest, how much you manifest depends upon the authority of the person in charge. And Brother Glenn does not believe in violent manifestation. And therefore, we don't get a lot of violent manifestations. You go to some churches, and they believe unless you manifest, it didn't come out. And some of the greatest deliverances I've seen have been from people who just sat in and looked at me. I remember a nurse who sat in that chair right there, who'd taken 5 Valium a day for 20 years. And I broke the curse of bondage over and commanded to come out of it. And she didn't bat an eyelid. She called me a week later and said, you know, for the first time in my life, I've been off of Valium in the last. I have not taken one. And she didn't get any manifestations at all. As a matter of fact, she said, are you sure I'm delivered? But I had the witness in my spirit. And I said, believe, only believe. Praise you, Lord. But I didn't think she was going to stop taking them all at once. Praise you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I come against the spirits now. I come against the spirit of rejection in the name of Jesus Christ. All you spirits of rejection, I bind you in Jesus' name. These are God's people. You've got no right to them. In the name of Jesus, they've been accepted in the Beloved. In the name of Jesus Christ, turn God's people loose in the name of Jesus. All you rejection spirits,
All you fear spirits, turn God's people loose in the name of Jesus. They're accepted by God. In the name of Jesus, they have been delivered. The perfect love of our Lord Jesus Christ has driven out all fear. For fear has torment. You've got no right to torment them. Turn them loose in the name of Jesus. All you fear spirits, all you anxiety spirits, fear of being alone, fear of not being loved, fear of not being wanted. Come on out, fear, in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you. You turn God's people loose in the name of Jesus Christ. All you fear spirits in the name of Jesus. All you spirits of pride, ego, and vanity. I bind you, you stiff-necked devil, in the name of Jesus Christ. I command you to leave God's people. And I come against the spirit of witchcraft now. I come against the spirit of witchcraft in the name of Jesus Christ. For witchcraft, for rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. I come against all spirits of rebellion and bitterness and witchcraft in the name of Jesus. And I say, be gone in the name of Jesus. I come against all witchcraft now. I come against the occult in the name of Jesus. I come against all occult spirits, all sorcery and witchcraft in the name of Jesus. I come against bondage to witchcraft in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against bondage in the name of Jesus Christ. All you bondage spirits, I break your authority, for the children of Israel cried out in bitter bondage. I come against you bitterness and bondage in the name of Jesus. Bondage to the past. Bondage to the past. Bondage to past hurts in the name of Jesus Christ. All you bitter spirits. All you bitter bondage spirits in the name of Jesus. All you spirits of rock music in the name of Jesus. All you sorcery spirits. All you spirits of drugs in the name of Jesus. Marijuana, Valium, Librium, alcohol, cocaine in the name of Jesus. I bind you all. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Turn God's people loose. In the name of Jesus. Cough syrups in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn God's people loose in the name of Jesus. All you bondage spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out. In the name of Jesus. Turn God's people loose. They've been cleansed by the blood of Jesus. You've got no right to them. You can't torment them anymore. You can't torment them. Now turn them loose. Come out of them in the name of Jesus. I bind all of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn them loose now. All you witchcraft spirits. All you spirits of divination. All you spirits of divination, I break the power of divination. We break the curse of divination in the name of Jesus. We break all the curses in the name of Jesus. We break the curse of whoredom over these people in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn them loose now. All you spirits of divination in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose. Turn them loose in the name of Jesus. All you divination spirits. All you spirits of mind control, witchcraft mind control in the name of Jesus. I bind you in Jesus' name. I isolate you from all those spirits. You can draw no power from any other spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. You can draw no power. You can communicate with no spirit. I bind you and I say, be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. All you witchcraft spirits in the name of Jesus. All you witchcraft mind control spirits. All you spirits of Katanga in the name of Jesus. All you serpentine devils in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. All you serpentine spirits in the name of Jesus. Be gone in Jesus' name. All you bestiality spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. All you lust spirits in the name of Jesus that have come in through witchcraft in the name of Jesus. Come in through the curse of whoredom. I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. All you perverse spirits. Spirit of perversion. Spirit of the perverse spirit. The argumentation spirit. The spirit of rebellion in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn them loose now. Turn them loose in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose. All you stubborn spirits. Spirits of stubbornness. Spirits of stubborn self-will. Stubborn will. Nobody's going to tell me what to do. Nobody's going to control me in the name of Jesus. Turn God's people loose. All you spirits of being unteachable. Unteachable spirits in the name of Jesus. All you spirits of being unteachable. Nobody's going to tell me what to do. I know the right way in the name of Jesus. All you spirits of familiar spirits in the name of Jesus. All you spirits of familiar spirits in the name of Jesus. All you spirits of deception that would deceive God's people. Spirit of deception. Deception. Deceiving God's people in the name of Jesus. All you seducing spirits. Seducing spirits that would seduce them away from the Word of God. All you spirits of unbelief in the name of Jesus. All you unbelieving spirits that would steal their healing in the name of Jesus. All you spirits, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind you and I say, be gone in Jesus' name. All the spirits of the Ouija board, all you spirits of table tipping and pendulum in the name of Jesus. And then praise you, Lord God. Turn them loose now. Come out of them in the name of Jesus. I bind all of you now. I say, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. These children have been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. They've been washed by the blood. That's right. Spirit of God is in them. Their body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in them. That's right. They're not their own. They've been bought with a price. The price was the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. You've got no right to them in the name of Jesus. I bind you all now in the name of Jesus. You turn God's people loose. Turn loose. I come against the spirit of self-condemnation in the name of Jesus. All the spirits of self-condemnation in the name of Jesus. Turn God's people loose now. All you condemning spirits, all you spirits of self-condemnation, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn God's people loose in the name of Jesus. Come out. All you religious spirits, all you spirits of Catholicism that would bind people to necromancy in the name of Jesus Christ. All you Mariology spirits in the name of Jesus, I bind you. I say turn God's people loose. They don't want you anymore. I break all soul ties to the priest in the name of Jesus. I break all ungodly soul ties to the priest in the name of Jesus Christ. I break all ungodly soul ties in Jesus' name. Come out of them in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose now. Turn them loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn God's people loose in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose now. Come out in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of the charmer. I break the curse of the charmer in the name of Jesus Christ. I break the curse of the charmer in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose now. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All you spirits, come out. I break the curse of mental illness and insanity in the name of Jesus. Turn God's people loose. Turn them loose now in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose now. I break the curse of incubus and succubus in the name of Jesus. And I say, be gone in Jesus' name. Come on out of them in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn God's people loose now. I come against the infirmity spirits. I come against all the infirmity spirits of insanity in the name of Jesus. For Jesus bore our infirmities and our sorrows and our sickness and our pain, and by His stripes we have been healed. Turn them loose now, all you insanity spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. All you spirits of fear and torment, and neuroses in the name of Jesus. All you neuroses spirits, all you psychoneuroses spirits in the name of Jesus. All you spirits of asthenia in the name of Jesus. All you spirits of neuroasthenia in the name of Jesus. Turn God's people loose in the name of Jesus. Come out of them in the name of Jesus. All you spirits of neuroasthenia in the name of Jesus Christ. All you spirits of weakness in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, turn them loose now in the name of Jesus. These people have been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. He's borne all their infirmities and all their sorrows and all their sickness in the name of Jesus. Turn God's people loose in the name of Jesus. Come out, all you spirits of cancer, all you cancer spirits in the name of Jesus. All you spirits of cancer, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. You can't hurt God's people anymore. Come out in the name of Jesus. All you spirits of bitterness and stomach trouble and gall and bile in the name of Jesus. All you reflux spirits in the name of Jesus. All you gastric reflux spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. All you bilious spirits in the name of Jesus. All you spirits of colitis in the name of Jesus. And diverticulitis in the name of Jesus. Come out, colitis spirits. Come out, enteritis in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn God's people loose. Come out. Praise you, Lord God. I come against all the spirits now that come in doing divination in the name of Jesus. They come in through the curse of whoredom. Praise your name, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. I send forth the hornets from heaven. Lord, you said you'd send the hornets in, Lord God. You said you'd send the hornets before us, Lord, to drive out the Canaanites and the Perizzites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Jebusites.
In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We send forth the hornets from heaven now, Lord, to drive out these infirmities in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against arthritis now. I come against all arthritis in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against the bitter spirits that would cause arthritis in the name of Jesus. I put Jesus Christ into the bitter pool in the name of Jesus. I come against the degeneration spirits in the name of Jesus. I come against all degeneration spirits in the name of Jesus. All bitterness spirits in the name of Jesus would cause degeneration of the joints in the name of Jesus. I come against the degeneration of the muscle in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirits of rebellion and obesity and gluttony in the name of Jesus. I come against the God of the belly in the name of Jesus. I come against the God of the belly in the name of Jesus. And all lust spirits, the lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh, the lust of the flesh that says you can't diet, but you've got to eat in the name of Jesus. I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind the God of the belly in the name of Jesus. And I say, come out of them and come out of God's people in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn them loose now in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of overeating in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of fear of starvation in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against the spirit of not having enough in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirits. I come against the murmuring spirits. The spirits of murmuring and complaining in the name of Jesus. Makes folks think that they're never quite satisfied. They're never quite happy in the name of Jesus. I come against all spirits of murmuring. Murmuring spirits in the name of Jesus. Turn God's people loose. All you murmuring spirits in the name of Jesus. I come against any familiar spirits that have come down through your family line in the name of Jesus. It's been assigned by the devil to you to torment you. I come against tormenting spirits. Spirits of torment in the name of Jesus Christ. Torment people with fear. Torment them with pictures. Torment them with sin. Torment them in the name of Jesus. I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. All you tormenting spirits in the name of Jesus. All you spirits of instant replay in the name of Jesus. Of bad memories in the name of Jesus Christ. They won't let you forget what happened in the past. In the name of Jesus, I bind you. I break the soul ties to the past. In Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Praise your name, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Praise your name, Lord. Praise you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirits of paranoia now, being persecuted, in the name of Jesus. Come against the spirits of condemnation and self-condemnation. Self-condemnation, I bind you in Jesus' name. Commands you to leave now in the name of Jesus Christ. The spirits are being condemned in the name of Jesus. I say be gone in the name of Jesus. Just be gone in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Just praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Everybody stand up and hold up their hands, please. Praise your name, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Let's praise Him a little bit now. Praise your name, Lord God. Praise your name, Lord God. Praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord God. Praise your name, Lord God. Oh, Jesus, we praise you, Lord God. Lord, I speak restoration now, Lord God. Praise your name, Lord. Lord, I speak restoration in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We speak restoration in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, you said you'd restore what the caterpillar, the canker worm, and the palmer worm had eaten, Lord. Lord, you said you would restore in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, I speak restoration and healing to the body of Christ now. Praise your name, Lord God. Lord, let your healing grace flow down now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Fill your people, Lord. Fill them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Fill them, Lord God. Thank you for it, Lord God. Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Victory, victory, victory is mine. I feel it in my soul. Since Jesus made me whole, victory. victories. Victory is mine. All victory today is mine. Victory, victory, victory is mine. I feel it in my soul since Jesus made me whole. Victory, victory, victory is mine. All victory today is mine. Victory, victory, victory is mine. I feel it in my soul since Jesus made me whole. Victory, victory, victory is mine. All victory.
Father, we thank you for the food that's prepared for us. We thank you for your blessing and your anointing that is here in the services. We thank you for all that's been done this afternoon and that will yet be done because of what's been taught this afternoon. We thank you for it, Father. Bless the food to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.